السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره له كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected listeners, our life is full of happiness and sadness. It is a combination of enjoyment and calamity. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are sad. Sometimes things happen according to our wish and desire and plan, and sometimes it does not happen and we get sad. So in this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah from ayat 153 to 156, Almighty Allah has given us criteria and remedy. If we are afflicted with something unpleasant, which is in Arabic terms called musiba, calamity, how we should react? What should we do? To whom we should turn? I will just give the translation, the brief translation of these verses first. Allah Ta'ala says, O who you believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Take help and assistance of your Lord with patience and with the salah. So, Almighty, whatever calamity we face, whether it's calamity on our selves, we get sick, or calamity in our wealth, we lose something, or in family, or in any way, what should we do? We have to ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, and who is the creator of everything. Happiness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sadness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calamity descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remedy of that calamity also from Almighty Allah. So first lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in this kind of situation, when we are afflicted and we are in the middle of that musibah, this calamity, first of all, we should not hesitate. Have sabr and patience. And then what should we do? We should spread the musalla and pray salat. And through the salat, we should ask the assistance. That's the right way to do it. But unfortunately, we are not practicing on it. When anything happens, we get excited and we just do something randomly. We run to our friends, our relatives to help, and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sender of this musibah. This test, this calamity comes from Allah. We don't have tawfiq to spread musalla and ask and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run towards masjid and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, you must make patience in sabr, and then you must ask assistance with the salah, through the salah. And then Allah promised, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Most definitely, Allah's mercy, Allah's help, Allah's assistance is with those who show or display the patience. Wala taqulu, and this is one ayat in between with regard to the shuhada and martyrs. Wala taqulu liman yuqtalu fi sabilillahi amwat. Those people who sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah, for the sake of deen, for the sake of religion of Islam, don't regard them, don't say they are dead. Bal ahyaun, but they are alive. Walakin la tash'urun, but you people don't feel it. You think he's gone. His dead body is there. He's cut off, his hands and legs is muted. No, he's not mutilated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has immediately granted them the new life. They just transfer from this world to the next world. You know, it comes in the riwayat, when we die in normal death, right? We go to the barzakh, alam-e barzakh. This is the station, the waiting room. We have to wait till the yawmul qiyamah. And then, if a person is good, he answered all three questions correctly. So angel give him glad tidings. You must sleep till the Yawmul Qiyamah is the bride sleeping. Nam ka nawmat al arus. On the other hand, if a person was not good and practical Muslim, he did not fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he won't be able to answer the three questions. Then the punishment will start immediately from that point. And he will be in the azab of qabr till the Yawmul Qiyamah. May Allah save all of us. So they have to wait till the Yawmul Qiyamah. I don't know how many centuries will pass. But as for shuhada, martyrs who sacrifice their lives for the sake of Allah in Maidan-e-Jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannah there and there. They don't have to wait for barzakh. They are pardoned. They sacrifice their life. So it comes in the riwayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfers their souls into the birds. And that birds are flying all over the Jannah. Yes, they will enjoy the Jannah after the Yawmul Hisab will take place. Then Allah will grant them the body and the different kind of appearance. But until then, they don't have to go through and wait in barzakh. They are already in paradise. And they are flying and enjoying in paradise in the form of birds. This is the advantage, and this is the the gift to those shuhada who martyr, who sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not my topic, it's just in between. So Allah ta'ala says, Bal ahyaun inda rabbihim, bal ahyaun walakin la tash'urun. They are alive, and but you people cannot feel, you cannot talk to them, and you regard them as a dead people. Then he's saying, Wala nabluwannakum, this is the point. Wala nabluwannakum bishayim. Definitely we are going to test you. This is the point. In this life of this world, this is why to say this is Darul Intihan. This is the place of test, trials, tribulations. Right? Wala nabluwannakum, most certainly we are going to, you know, test you. Bishayim al khawf, sometimes you have the fear of your life, fear of your kids, fear of your wife, fear of your property. Something will happen. Khawf. Waljur, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with the hunger. May Allah say all of us. There are millions of people in Africa, in Somalia, and other countries, they don't have food. Palestine, Syria, name it. In refugee campus, they don't have lunch and dinner. They don't have water and medicine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes some time with the hunger. Wa naqsim min al-amwal. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away the wealth. He becomes poor, desperate. Wal anfus, or he takes away your relatives, your close friends. Wa thamarat, and your fruits and samarat. So these are the different kind of test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing with certain people. But in all these calamities, with all these problems, with all these situations and circumstances, if a person is a believer, is displaying his true passion, وَوَسِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah Ta'ala says, O my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give them glad tidings. Give the sabirin, those who show the patience, and they don't complain to anyone. Why only me? Why only Allah testing me? They do not complain. They become sabir. They establish their sabr and patience. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah becomes happy with them. And this is the direct command to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ulama explain, Ubashir, Amar, O my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give them glad tidings. It means already our thawab in ajr is with Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala just by showing the patience. Alladina, who are those fortunate people? Alladina ida asabatuhum musiba, those who are afflicted with any kind of calamity. Qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They say, truly we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and truly we are going return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they show this passion, if they utter these words, ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim, immediately Allah's salawat and rahmah is with them, is descending upon them, showering upon them. Salawatu rabbihim meaning the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the af of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends and showers upon them immediately after displaying and uttering this one sentence, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, from the bottom of the heart. Wa ulaikum al muhtadun, and those people are hidayat, they have guided from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now brothers, this one sentence, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, it is so profound, it is so deep in meaning. First of all, we are admitting inna lillah, and this is the admission of tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is loved by Allah too much. The most beloved word to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawheed, believing in only in one Allah without any partnership. And worst word with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. Allah doesn't like shirk, that someone regards someone else and associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone else. Shirk is the worst word inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah ta'ala says, and this is the decision of Allah, inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalik liman yasha. Allah will forgive any sin, any kabair, any major sin. To that extent, if someone kills someone, Allah can forgive him too. But if he has committed shirk, Allah will never forgive him. He will be in Jahannam and hell forever. So tawheed is the word which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hereby, any musibah, any calamity is afflicting, immediately we are displaying and submitting, oh Allah, we belong to you. You are our creator. You are our sustainer. You are our protector. You are our provider. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we are definitely going to return back to you. What does it mean? If a person is understanding meaning of this word, immediately he feels satisfaction. I lost my son, for example, or my wife or my parents, is not big deal. I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah. If I lost my car, is involved in accident, may Allah save and protect all of us. It's material thing, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted me this car and is taken away. I lost my job, it's from Allah. Inna Allahu ar-Razzaqu dhul quwwati al-matin. He will grant me some other risk. If I lost, I don't have to cry. I must be min as-sabirin. I must show my patience. So any musibah, that's why here Allah has used the word musibah, calamity. Now, unfortunately, in our society, we only use this word, this sentence, when we heard someone passed away. Right? So we listen, we hear the phone calls, or in today's time, text message, or email, or Instagram, tweet, someone say, oh. Immediately what we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Right? But this sentence or this verse is not limited only for the death. That is a misconception we have to remove from our minds. This sentence is common, is general. Any kind of musibah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used word musibah. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have used here the word maut. Right? But the word is maut is not here. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Alladheena idha asabatuhum al-maut. No. Alladheena idha asabatuhum musibatun. Musibatun can be anything. Musibatun in the form of wealth, in the form of relative, in the form of job, in the form of sickness. In any way, in any kind of musibah, any kind of calamity, is not limited to the mouth, is not limited to the death. But we only use this word when we hear someone passes away. Right? And it is not new. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also used to understand this verse in the same way. And look at Ulama explain this such a profound and strong ayat, which was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not revealed in any previous book. All the previous Anbiya alayhi salam were unaware of this sentence, were unaware of this ayat. This ayat was only granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran for our benefit. Benefit of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, when Hazrat Yaqub alayhi wa sallam lost his beloved son Yusuf alayhi wa sallam, his brothers took him away and threw him into the well, and he reached to the Misr, and here Yaqub alayhi wa sallam was crying for 40 years. What he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. The word in Suratul Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Hadhrat Yusuf alayhi salam uttered the word, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. If he would know this ayat, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, he would have uttered this word. He never said that because he didn't know. At that time, this ayat was not in existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this beautiful ayah for our benefit only in the Holy Quran. That's why now we have to use this word quite oftenly every day. Whenever we face any calamity, any problem, any hardship, any difficulty, immediately we should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hazrat Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Anna misbaha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intafa ذات ليلتين فقال انا لله وانا اليه راجعون فقيل امصيبه هي يا رسول الله قال نعم كل ما اذل مؤمنا فهو مصيبه او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. One night Rasulullah entered into the house and his lamp was off, so it was darkness in the whole room, right? So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sahaba got amazed, they got surprised. Ya Rasulullah, no one passed away, no one died. We only use this kalima, this ayah, when we hear the news of death. Right now, it's just the lamp went off. And you reciting kalima like this kalima, Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes, this is the musibah. This is a calamity. This is taklif. We are in dark. Right? So this is the form of taste from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any kind of taste we face in our lives, we should use this word. We should ask assistance and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rid of this musibah, this calamity, by uttering this word, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is not limited only for the news of death, any kind of musibah, we should use this word. Hazrat Abu Sa'id and Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul ma yusibul mu'min min wasabin wala nasabin wala saqamin wala husnin hatta alham yahmuhu illa kaffarallahu bihi min sayyatihi. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira and Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, any kind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, close meaning, that any kind of calamity a Muslim, a mu'min is facing, any kind of musibah, even the sickness, even any kind of huzn, any kind of sorrow, any kind of worry going through his mind, or he had something happened to him in past and is worried about it, why it happened to me, what's the solution, how I can, you know, overcome with this hum. Hum is something bothering him. Something is on top of his head. So all these kind of things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it becomes the means of kafara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins after afflicting him in this kind of musiba, in this kind of calamity, only if he shows the patience. This is the condition. If doesn't complain, doesn't cry, and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you are the one who sends it and you are the one who can remove it. I'm begging to you, I'm not fit for the test. Please don't test me. Just forgive me and grant me the happiness. So it becomes the means of kafara. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمِنْ أَعْدَمِ الْمَسَائِبِ الْمُسِيبَةُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whatever happening in this dunya, it is temporary. You lose your job, you lose your wealth, you lose your relatives, you get sick, it's all temporary. But if musibah come in your deen, you have no tawfiq to come for fajr, that's a great musibah. If you miss your Jummah Salah, it is a great musibah. The musibah, the calamity comes in the deen, which take you away from the masjid, will take you away from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you becomes unmindful, neglectful of zikrullah, you have no time to make tasbih. That is the great musibah than any physical or financial musibah. You have to think about deen. The musibah fi deen is greater than the musibah of any other kind. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا أَصَابَ أَحَدُكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ فَلْيَذْكُرْ مَصَابَهُ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ أَعْدَمِ الْمَصَائِبِ. Rasulullah said, anyone is facing any kind of calamities, any kind of problem, any kind of hardship, think about me. When Allah has taken me away, then there is no other musibah or calamity can be greater than me, than this. Why? Because after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the barakat, all the blessings are stopped. The wahi stopped, the revelation stopped. Nubuwat is ended now. There is no more nubuwat. So this is the greatest calamity. If you compare any calamity with this calamity, this is outweigh. There is no comparison. So if you hear any kind of musibah, then you must think of me. Then it will be, it will give you comfort. It will give you a little, you know, sense of understanding, and it will remove your problems. Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this lesson. That you, if you face any kind of calamity, you must say this word, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah will replace you some other good things. If you believe in Allah and truly from the bottom of the heart, you utter this word, then have the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will replace in the better way. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala said, I learned this lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When my husband Abu Salama passed away, and he was the very best husband I ever had. He was very good character, very kind and very loving husband. When he passed away, I was full of grief and sorrow. But I remember this lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I uttered this Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, because I lost my husband, the great musibah, calamity. But I was thinking in my mind, Rasulullah said, Allah will replace you better than this. I was thinking, who can be better than my husband? He was the best person in Makkah. I got married to my husband. There was no other man I can see in the society that who can be better in akhlaq, in character, in loving than my beloved husband Abu Salama. But yet I said this word with full conviction and confidence, as Rasulullah taught me. Later on, when my idda finished, the idda of the death, like 4 months, 10 days, when I'm done with my idda, Rasulullah sent a messenger that he wants to get married with me. Now that time I remember, I uttered this word, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. I had this feeling, who can be better than my husband? Look, because of this dua and because of this faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me better husband than Abu Salma. Who can be better than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he just proposed to me, and I was old. I had the children. I never expected that I will be Ummul Mu'mineen. I would have this honor that I will stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that was the dua in my iman in this ayah, that Allah, Rasulullah said, Allah will replace you in the better way. And here is the replacement. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best husband compared to my previous husband Abu Salma. So my brothers, this is the message in today's khutbah, that Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un is just the sentence, not limited to only when we receive or hear the news of the death. Rather, we should utilize it in every day, whatever kind of difficulty, the hardship we are facing. Utter this word, have the conviction and iman and faith in the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beg to Him, ask Him, cry to Him, oh Allah, remove this musibah and grant me the happiness and easiness. May Allah grant us tawfiq for that.